Okay, so it's Friday the 18th of March 2011, and woke up this morning around 6:15, left for work around 7:30, and got there just after 8:10. The journey in was really easy, no traffic on the road and stuff like that. When I got there, started printing off some of the sheets for the day for my training I was doing for a guy called Henry and also Sharon, who used to be a host and now a track driver. Doing module one training for the young driver experiences. after that, the briefing Mauro did this morning. Sharon was already there. I met up with Henry at about 9:30, something like that. Just before he did turn up, though, around 9:20, excuse me, Gary Paffett was in. So I said hello to him and a bit of a chit chat, and he said he saw my dad at the Autosport Awards and show and things. I asked him how his dad was and stuff. He says it's all still going well. He's still working for Martin at Zip and things, and that's all good. And Gary's doing stuff with DTM this year and a bit of McLaren stuff. So it was good to touch base and let him know. He asked me a little bit about what I was doing and told him how it's going to MB World and stuff, and it was all cool. And after that, also saw Charlie Graham and Ian Duckfield. So it was like loads of friends turning up, just kept appearing, saying hello to me, so that was quite good. Then also saw Gary Savage, who's the MD of Mercedes. He popped over and said hello and had a chat, so it was all coming thick and fast for a bit. It was all good stuff. Then around 10 o'clock, started doing the training with Sharon and Henry, and they're picking up quite well. We went to a lot of the written material that we need to give them, how to incorporate exercises, use the logbook, things like that. Had lunch at around 12:30, and then after that, we went over for a bit of a familiarisation of all the facilities, wet circle, wet straight, tracks, things like that. And then also after that, we went over to the railway straight and familiarised ourselves with that area. And also I gave them the chance to have a go around the site and get used to driving around these areas and trying to teach youngsters how to do that. So that was good. After that, around 4:15, once they'd done all their feedback and things, they left, and then I did some odds and sods prepping for the next few days. Checked the ADI screen for tomorrow, made sure there's no discrepancies in that. Tiff and Jody and people like that were chatting in the office, and saw Piers in there and Cliff and Mauro. It was all good atmosphere, really. More as much so because it was Red Nose Day today, so Tiff had a red nose on, which was quite funny, and you'll see a picture of that in a second. And everybody's sort of quite fun. Funny for money, as they say. Left around 6:10, made my way back. And just got home, saw Julie, and just watching a bit of Red Nose Day. Just having a night in, really. It's quite good. So we're watching Red Nose Day on the TV, and all good. So not bad, really, today. Enjoyed the day. Been a lot of wind and rain. Just near the end of the day it cleared up, and hopefully the next few days it'll be sunny as well, so all good times. So that's it for me today. Until next time, goodbye now.